Today, going to take time to visit with Drew Nelson from the Boone campus of Des Moines Area Community College. Good to have you back in the, you know, the last time we visited, we didn't even have commencement done yet.
It seems like it was a year ago now. It was 3 weeks or 4 weeks ago. Oh, my gosh.
It was. It did seem like,
early commencement.
It was very, very early, back at the beginning of May. And the one thing I noticed was, You did have quite a few that participated, yeah. And a lot of family.
We had a lot of families. The gym was not jammed this time like it sometimes is, but it was really great seeing the families. And it's so cool when I meet some of these students when they come for their visits. And then 2 years later, and I meet their families when they come for their visits. And 2 years later, I look at them and they're graduating. And I may not have seen them a lot or seen their families much since then, but I do like touching base and saying, remember when.
Yep.
And skinny little kid who now has the freshman 15,
yeah,
is graduating and doing well, and they have all got their plans. So, yeah, and I felt really good about the speaker, and I felt good about our student speakers, and our guys play music well and all that stuff. It was good.
So we had good. I did notice that a couple of the coaches were kind of highlighting how their teams did academically.
Yep, we have had several. I think we didn't have as many or as high a percentage of students as academic all region as we did in the fall, which I kind of expect, but it's still a whole bunch. I mean, still has to. I haven't looked at the final numbers, but it's got to be about half of them are at a 3.0 or better.
Oh, yeah.
And I've told the people this in the last couple of weeks. As we have gotten students in here and as they've done better academically, either because they arrive better prepared or because they want to do better and there's a culture of it, amazingly enough, we do better on the court and the field and the links.
Isn't that how that works?
Isn't that funny how that works? That if you've got student athletes who are students first, that the athletics comes.
That's one of the things we've talked about in the past. It's always amazing how class valedictorians, salutatorians will select if they're interested in a couple of years of some of the sports, but they come for the academics.
They really do. I met some parents the other day, and always talk about honors with them when it's a kid with a 3.8. That this is an opportunity to continue on, and we'll give the student maybe a leg up if they decide to go to a private or to a Division III private or Division II private even. That they have a leg up with their grades, and if they're honor students, they suddenly become a much more attractive candidate than just if they were playing sports.
Yeah. And that's one of the things, too, and because we know a lot of them will know that, you know, if they go a couple of years here, they might go a couple more years, mm-hmm. but then the big thing will be is what happens after that.
Right.
And, where do I go after that? And a lot of them, I was going to go back to like the way they do career planning coming right out of like high school and stuff. A lot of them really know I can do this. Maybe this is something I'll enjoy mm-hmm. doing. Maybe I can coach. Maybe I'll do something else. But they really, you have good students.
And it's funny. I don't feel like a huge preponderance of them are preparing to stay in sports out of our programs. Mm-hmm. In fact, this seems very counterintuitive right now, but knowing how well we've done in things like volleyball, or we had the best team we've had in years, not all of them are even going to play volleyball at the next level, yet they played really well with us.
Yeah.
Now, some of them don't pinky swear on it, like Sarah Hansen, I think it was, a couple of years ago, was never going to play volleyball again. She got the itch something bad, and I think she went to Northern Iowa and then ended up playing in Georgia. She was an amazing setter.
Yeah.
It's funny how that happens, that some of them.
Well, they just might find that niche.
She might have been a passer. I never keep it too straight.
Well, we do know that, speaking of which, we have World Series week this week. And not just that, but you also have Golf Week going on.
You cannot get one of the fleet of cars for love or money this week because golf and softball are both gone. And then next week, men's baseball will be gone. And first time for men's baseball since 2012.
Yeah, something like
that. To go to the World Series. And they go in real strong with great offense and some really good pitching as well. And then softball's going in. I don't know when the last time they lost a game. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been eighth seed, I think it was, the eighth seed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty good. Golf-wise, you got a few people that have made the trek. Yep. Did the men's team go?
Men's team went. Yep. They're there. I think they took runner-up in the region, which sent them to nationals. Mm-hmm. So they're down in Joplin, Missouri. And last year did really well, and we're hoping for a top five finish.
Good.
Yeah.
And I know a couple of women may have gone. I didn't think, not as a team, but they go to Melbourne.
I know, but I don't want to go to Florida.
You don't want to go to Florida, right?
Florida, man. Yes. No, I don't need that.
You've had a lot of, I mean, this year, the Bear program has had a lot of success.
7 of 9 teams have gone to nationals. And knowing that we have, I believe, the strongest, toughest conference in the country, and then the region is no easier, that's really saying something. That I was thinking about this today. I don't know if there are very many people that would at DMAC who would trade what we have for what another program has. There just aren't that many programs that do this well.
And it attracts.
And it attracts. Now,
definitely.
Yes, now we've said it about softball for years, but now we're starting to see it with men's basketball, that we've got more people coming who want to play. And baseball, too. I asked Coach Mishler the other day about, because I had met someone who had a kid who was a 6'2" utility catcher down at in Waco. Mm-hmm. And he said, I don't know, we may have all the catchers and utility people we need for next year. We may need arms. That wasn't the case 5 years ago, that we would have, you know, not wanted to hear about a Texas kid. But it's because we do, our recruiting has gotten intense and better. And again, we're getting a better students coming in with it. We haven't been losing students for academic reasons in years there. It's very rare that someone punches out or caps out because of academics.
Yeah. So, and that's, you know, that's one of the things too. That's one thing you get to tell, and your coaches get to tell parents.
Right.
It's, you know, even if, so we had Corey Koski and a couple of people will make it in, can go to the next level or do something like that. But right now we've got, you know, most of them are just, as long as they're good students, are going.
So Willie Guy, I just saw, will be, he graduated from San Angelo, from Angelo State in San Angelo in Texas, and apparently he signed a contract to go play overseas. And Willie was, of course, our player of the year, everything, the year we won a championship, and went down there and will now be continuing as a pro. And we do have some
that can do that.
That do that. But for most of them, they're going to go on and play 4 years if they want to, and most of them are good enough to find something.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. Some of them are also getting a little pickier about that they aren't going to take a scholarship to go to a program that's not very good and doesn't have very good academics. They'd almost rather sit out and go play intramurals.
Yeah.
Because they are students first.
They have been looking at that student first. Or they go to Alabama.
Yeah. Or they go to Alabama and rake. Yeah. Kendall's doing well down there. Yes, she is.
So, watching the NCAA tournament going on now. All right, summertime kind of slows down.
It does slow down. We're just starting our first round of classes for summer, almost all of which for Boone are online. We don't have, I don't know if we've got more than one or two classes on campus in the summer. And that's, I regret that. I wish that we had more. But that's what dual credit has done, that we normally would have had a pile of high schoolers out there taking classes, and now they get it while they're in school during the year.
Sure.
I did hear that there were some dual degree graduates the other day from Boone High School.
There were a few.
Rachel Urkla. Yeah. Dr. Urkla told me that. She was attended that, and she thought it was going to be in a classroom somewhere, and no, there were a lot of people there.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
And I think there were about 5 who graduated with a dual degree, and about 40 committed to coming to DMAC. So that's great. Our, as they say, our market penetration's good.
That's good. And again, they know, but that's part of the academic rigor, though. We've talked about that in the past. It is, and the effort has not gone away. I mean, on the academic, the liberal arts side, we want that rigor.
Yes, we do. And it's so funny thinking about what the reputation that junior colleges had 30 years ago, and how much that's changed as they've gone to become comprehensive community colleges, and other things have changed. it used to be the place where you ended up because you couldn't do anything else. You couldn't get into the place you wanted to get into. And now it's being a choice because financially it makes so much more sense for you to do some classes in high school and finish out at that junior college or that community college and then go off to a four-year school.
Well, what you've earned and move on to the four-year school.
And remember,
if you wish to do that.
Remember that the cutting a year off of your matriculation as a collegiate student, it's not just that you save money in tuition up front. It's not just that you don't take loans out. It's that you start earning money when you get out to work quicker. You pick up a whole year of salary. And if you're in a situation where you're trying to, where you're going to end your career, and you're putting money away when you're 21 for retirement, that makes a huge difference later on in terms of your choices. And so it's not just about saving money because you get it free in the high school, and it's not just because we're less. It's because you can get out quicker and more certainly. Mm-hmm. We're doing this Pathways project in reorganization in part because we truly believe we don't want you in school for 6 years between us and a four-year school, or we'll take between us and a four-year school. We sure as heck don't want to see you for 6 years at the Boone campus, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And that was, well, I'm going to try this, and I'm going to try that. And
yeah.
President Denson has really was upset when he read about what the average number of credit students were graduating from a 60-credit or 64-credit program with. That if you're up at 87 hours and that was because you took a couple missteps and decided you wanted to do this and then didn't want to do that. That costs you a lot of money and it costs you time, which amounts to money. So we've really tried to get you into a spot where you enter a pathway and you can have program and major and career choices within that, but you won't waste 14 classes.
Especially since we've seen it in secondary.
Yes.
Working in that direction. This can allow them to just follow straight through.
Right.
So I saw some civil engineering tech.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
So Boone, I think people in the community may realize this, but the amount of effort that comes from the school district into helping students do smart career choices early on, but also when they're in junior high and high school, to be given a lot of options about what they can try out. Because I don't like deciding when you're 14 what you think you're going to do till you're 64. That doesn't often pan out the way that some of us thought it was going to. I was going to be doing Russian and linguistics. That lasted about 2 weeks of Russian and linguistics classes, and I passed them that semester, but that wasn't where I ended up. So understanding that at even younger, you don't want to make choices that are going to narrow you down too much. But Boone CSD does an amazing job of offering a variety of opportunities from work experience through trying things out in the school, all of which is going to count toward graduation, but which isn't going to narrow your choices down too much. And that made me nervous when I was in Texas sometimes that we were asking them when they were coming out of eighth grade to make a choice that was supposed to stick to, they were supposed to stick to through college. And I just, I don't know about that.
Yeah. We do have the opportunity, the flexibility opportunity, but yes, you don't want them just constantly being there. So
it's hard. It's a choice between having choices and floundering.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're young, it's a fine line.
Now let's talk about the other part of it, vocationally, because that is still one of the great opportunities that community college has.
So you heard it here first. There is no waiting list for nursing right now for fall.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think that we've taken that for granted, that that's just always the case. And I talked to Katie Namovitz, who's our department chair at Boone, just this morning. And she said, nope. She said, we have some spots. They're doing orientations. They're doing introductions to the program. And there's lots of people interested. And the new curriculum that they've redone lets you get licensed as a licensed practical nurse after a year and then still stay in the groove. It's not a separate program.
Okay.
It's much more of a stacked ladder program like it used to be before 2000. I think 2015 was when they changed it. And now they've gone back. But we do have spots, and I know that Carol's got spots, and I believe that even the metros have spots. So please, if you're thinking about that, get in touch with us really quickly, because there are things you need to do to prep for entering the nursing program, but we'd love to have you.
Yeah. And again, people will make those choices down the road and could fill it up fairly quickly.
It doesn't take long when, I mean, that's what Carroll for years has had a lot of students driving from the metro or moving up to Carroll for a few years to take their program because they typically don't have the demand.
Sure.
And right now, I don't know how many are there, but I know they've got spots. We've got spots. So please, if you've thought about entering an associate degree nursing program, please let us know quickly because they do fill up quickly once people realize there's no wait list or where the no wait list is, they will hop on.
Do you have some that start and then we'll move on to a 4-year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got articulation agreements with various schools. Usually the 4 years, people will work for a couple of years and then go on to do the 4 years when they decide they want to. But the last 2 years of an RN degree are more not so much about hands-on care as about public health and theory and management. Yeah. It's not something that you have to be a nurse, and it's a, you know, it's a rewarding and exciting career.
Unless you're looking to be a PA or move into that area.
And so. And that is one cool thing about health service or health science jobs in general is that it really does offer you a way to slowly move through, you know, going to school part-time and still working full-time.
So we're looking at fall, really. Right. Most of fall is already set, I'm guessing.
Yep, program, it's ready to go. I know we've started enrolling and registering, and I don't know what the numbers look like because it's too early, but I know that our summer numbers were decent. I think they were probably, I think we had a few more students and a few fewer credit hours than last summer or something like that.
We don't always see like we used to 15, 20 years ago where those going to 4 years would come back, pick up a couple of credits and stuff like that. I mean, they can do it,
but they don't. I think dual credit has reduced that.
Yeah.
That if they're going straight into 4 year, they typically have a lot of the classes they would have taken with us already, that they've already taken with us.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. We've got a good fall schedule. I'm happier about this fall schedule than anyone since I've been here. I feel like we've got the ability for students to put a schedule together that is efficient and that where they can take nearly all their classes face-to-face, if not all. That is our goal, is that at any of the sites of the campuses, that you will be able to take the entire degree face-to-face in 2 years. And that has become a strategic priority because we've heard so much that people say, I don't do as well at online.
Yeah, well, and we know that DMAC, I mean, whether it be the Boone campus or the others, had done online learning long before the pandemic.
Right.
But again, it was special things. So,
yeah. It's hard for me because as we look at our numbers about who passes and who fails, it gets real frustrating when I see that someone is failing online classes. Maybe they fail the same class two or three times. And you want to just grab them by the shirt front and shake them and say, you know, you've hit bottom. You can quit digging here. Why don't you try one face-to-face? And then they'll say, well, I can't do it face-to-face. I work or my kids or it's inconvenient. Well, then make a decision about what you can be successful at.
Yeah.
That is something that...
Don't keep doing it over and over.
No, it's not good. it's not good for anyone that you keep doing that.
I mean, we do like the fact that the cost is...
Yes.
Better than anywhere else, but still, come on.
And speaking of cost, I should mention this because this affects us here with sports more. But if you've got out-of-state relatives, DMAC is no longer charging twice as much for out-of-state tuition as we did for in-state, which we did for a long time. And with a lot of lobbying by me and BJ McGinn and Fred Greiner, we now have changed that so that they basically pay the same for outstate that they would if they were taking a class online, which is good for our athletic programs in terms of recruitment. We don't have a big hit on our scholarship funds right up front from people coming here. We don't have people avoiding taking face-to-face classes because they could do online and still be... They didn't pay a penalty when they did that. And then they'd be sitting in the apartments taking classes that they could have had across the street. Don't like that. But if you've got people that you know who are out-of-state relatives or friends that might be interested in something DMAC has to offer, they won't have that one semester of getting creamed by tuition anymore.
Some of our programs that we've talked about before, civil engineering, technology, things like that, we're looking good there. We still
are. Still going. So I know they've done some work so that it's not as focused on Van Wall as it had been. I have not talked to Dean Foster lately, Jenny Foster, about what they're doing with it. But I know that the instructor this week was up with the navigator in Manson, talking it up, because really all it takes is about four high schools to discover this thing, and they're going to each send two or three down, and you're done.
And then you're full.
Because we don't, that is not a program that we have 20 spots in the fall for. Mm-hmm. I think we were at three or four this last year, which is not as much as we want, but it takes a little while to build it up. Yep. It's a great program.
So there are a lot of things out there like that. CNAs, we don't know, you guys go
right.
Still doing a lot of that. And we've got the nursing homes that need those.
Right. Right. So we've got power equipment. We've got civil engineering tech, which is what you probably were talking about just now. We do have some career opportunities here at Boone that put you into jobs that will support you and a family, that have good benefits, that have retirement, all those things that we really need to prioritize.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things to do. Still time to get signed up for fall.
It's not a bad time to come out when it's this slow. We do have people on vacation, but we've always got advisors on duty who will help you. If you want to come directly to the campus, that's great. Otherwise, phone in, make an appointment. We do take walk-ins. We continue to do that because we should. We're starting HISET this summer.
Okay.
We've got a class of that started because I met one of the students this morning. And so wherever you're at, if you still need to get your high school credentials, you can come out there and do that.
Very easy to do. Mm-hmm. Just make contact. You do it online, dmac.edu.
Or
the easiest way, I think, is just come out. And if somebody's there, they will help you out.
Yeah, we don't usually shut down too early. I know that I kind of cross that line or walk right up to it on commencement day. Because, boy, for those of you who don't know, the commencement is a huge effort. And we have a committee that does it. It's not really part of their regular jobs, but they do it. And they do a huge amount of work to get everything from the cookies to the bleachers set up and the Dave and Dave playing.
Yep. And I also had, what was I going to say? Oh, you have a food pantry, too.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be there through the summer,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we'll continue to run the food pantry. We don't have any students in housing this summer. I thought we might have one, but I just heard that he's not going to be there. Okay. We don't usually let students stay. As a matter of course, because we really want to spend time getting everything cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
But occasionally something comes up where their family may have moved in the meantime, and they need to stay here. So we haven't had to do it for a couple of years, but we don't have any this summer. So
a lot of work.
If there's food there, we need to give it away to someone.
Yeah, and there will be a lot of work going on. Painting and everything else, getting everything all fixed up again.
We are moving forward with our esports.
Okay.
We are right now working on hiring a coach, but the little, it's not a game room, they call it an arena, but it's a pretty small arena, is ready to go. There have been some informal tournaments held there. They tried to recruit me into Mario Kart. I told them, I think that I learned that on an N64, and I don't think I'm ready for whatever they're doing, but... So if you're interested in esports, we will have that covered in the fall. And that soon, if not fall, real soon afterwards, is going to be an intercollegiate sport with scholarship opportunities.
Wow.
In the meantime, though, if you just need a place to go and find a community of like-minded gamers to go hang out in a room, do it.
Well, we've got it at DMAC.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.